From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Among the bills that Governor Rick Scott has signed into law is one called the Sunshine Protection Act. It basically puts an end to the biannual spring forward and fall back changing of the clocks and keeps Florida on daylight saving time for the entire year. Supporters of the measure say that extra sunshine in the evening hours will boost Florida's economy, save energy, improve road and public safety, and reduce crime. But what are the trade-offs? And is there a dark side to the idea? Joining us from his home in Boston is David Prerow, author of Seize the Daylight, the curious and contentious story of daylight saving time. David, there's actually a bit of an irony in Florida's recent efforts to move to a year-round daylight saving time. Please tell us what happened in the early 1970s.
In 1974, there was a national energy crisis. And as one way to temporarily save energy, the federal government put in a law to have nationwide daylight saving time in the winter for 2 years. What happened was when it started in effect in its first year, it became very unpopular very quickly because people didn't like getting up to go to work in the pitch dark around the country, and they certainly didn't like sending their kids to school in the dark. Then what happened after a few weeks, Florida noticed that the number of children that were killed or injured by cars on their way to school went up significantly compared to the previous year when you didn't have daylight saving time in the winter. So whereas there was a national reaction against the winter daylight saving time, Florida was the strongest proponents of getting rid of it, and the governor was very strongly against it, so was the legislature, so was the congressional delegation. So with that kind of leadership, Florida led the nation in getting Congress to repeal the second year. We didn't have daylight saving time that second year during the darkest months of the winter because of that reaction led by Florida.
So now, a flip-flop, Florida is doing just the opposite. And you've said that if the state wants to achieve this, there are certain trade-offs. What are they?
A lot of people dislike getting up in the dark and going to work in the dark, and that's very unpleasant for a lot of people. And the sun would rise in some parts of Florida after 8:30 in the morning. So it would be dark during all the commuter hours in general, at least some parts of Florida. Other parts would be dark in some of the commuter hours, but it would be very dark mornings in the winter. But there are other effects. One thing is, if Florida changed, it would put it out of sync with everybody else, and there's a lot of negatives to that. First, it would be out of sync with the Eastern time zone, which is by far the biggest time zone, and so that hurts some business relationships when you're not different time zones. And the reason the Eastern time zone is the biggest time zone is that a lot of areas wanted to be in the same time zone as New York, the business capital, and Washington, the political capital, primarily New York, the business capital. And so the Eastern time zone expanded because of that. So Florida would be taking itself out of that time zone for 4 months of the year.
And even though this has been signed by Florida's governor, the U.S. government does have the final say in this. So what's the likelihood that in Florida we will see this change relatively soon?
Well, the current law, which has been in existence since 1966, gives the state two choices. You could either follow the standard daylight saving time system that most states follow, or you could have year-round standard time. The current law does not allow a state to choose year-round daylight saving time. So that's why the federal government would have to pass a law to change that current situation. It's hard for me to estimate about how likely that is, but it's certainly possible. We'll see. But anyway, the current law does not allow Florida to do this on its own.
David Prerow is the author of Seize the Daylight, the curious and contentious story of daylight saving time. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.